The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
News Talk's courts correspondent Frank Graney joins us from the Central Criminal Court now as the trial of Riad Bouchacker continues today. And Frank, the jurors heard from a paramedic yesterday who was driving an ambulance towards the Rotunda Hospital when he was flagged down on Parnell Square. And he said he went straight to a five-year-old girl who he described as being in a life-threatening condition. How did he talk about the scene and what he did when he got there?
This is Conor Garvey. He works with the National Ambulance Service, and he was actually on his way to the Rotunda Hospital that day when he said a man came out onto the road in front of his ambulance, waving his hands frantically. He stopped, he pulled in, he went to see what was going on. When he did, he said he saw a child on the ground. As you say, he said yesterday to the jurors that she looked like she was in a life-threatening condition. He radioed for help. He was the first paramedic on the scene. He said the girl wasn't breathing. She had no pulse. It was a very serious situation. He noted a cut, maybe 1.5 or 2 inches long, and that was going down the front of her chest. Somebody was already giving her CPR. He took over doing chest compressions. He applied a defibrillator, packed the wound to try to stem blood loss. Other advanced paramedics quickly arrived on the scene. He said they worked on her for about 20 minutes before she was taken to hospital. There were other medical witnesses that gave evidence yesterday of what they saw when they arrived on the scene. A doctor who was working the Rotunda that day, Dr. Lisa Corley, she heard what was going on in Parnell Square. She went straight there to help. When she arrived, she said paramedics were already working on the girl. She also said she had an open chest wound. She offered her assistance. She arranged for emergency blood products to be brought to the scene. She said it was clear this girl needed to get to theatre as soon as possible. One person who facilitated that was a Dr. Peter Harper, a consultant. He gave evidence yesterday and he happened upon the scene while cycling to a meeting. He said that when he got to the girl, he found others were doing CPR on her. He observed a stab wound to the centre of her chest and he helped inserting an airway. He then contacted Temple Street, his colleagues there, to ensure an operating theatre and a surgical team were immediately prepared. Thankfully, he said, the hospital's largest theatre just happened to be free that afternoon. He said that he then accompanied the child by ambulance. They made the short trip to Temple Street as emergency blood transfusion commenced en route.
Now, the first Garda on the scene, Frank, also gave evidence about his dealings with the accused man, Riad Bouchacker. What can you tell us about his evidence?
Adam Keeley was the first guard on the scene that day. He was at the time attached to Store Street Guard, the station. He has since relocated to Australia and he gave his evidence remotely from there yesterday. He said the call came in. He and his colleague raced up to Parnell Square East. He said he'd never seen so many ambulances at one incident before. So he knew it was a very serious situation they were dealing with. Once there, he noticed a man whom we now know was Riad Bouchacker being restrained. He was on the ground. He said he was lying prone on the ground. He was told by a paramedic that it was the suspect in the knife attack. He wasn't sure if Mr. Bouchacker had any more weapons on him, so he handcuffed him, patted him down. He said he found some personal belongings on him, a wallet with a public services card inside that had the name Riad Bouchacker on it. He also found a mobile phone under his left leg, was on the ground, and a paddy-style type hat, which was on the ground beside his head. He described Mr. Bouchacker as conscious. He was looking around, but he said he didn't speak too much to him at that time. He described how paramedics then tended to him. He was eventually placed on a stretcher and into the back of an ambulance, and he accompanied him to the hospital with two other Gardaí, one of whom he said was armed. He said he stayed in the hospital until about 3:30 that afternoon. By that time, he was told by medical staff that Riad Bouchacker was unconscious. He had been sedated, and that, he said, was his last dealing with Mr. Bouchacker.
Now, the jurors also heard from more civilian witnesses who happened upon the scene that day, Frank, including a very brave young man who managed to get the knife from Riad Bouchacker.
Yes, a very brave young man indeed. And even the judge commented on that. Yes, he described him as a very brave and a very modest young man. He is a Frenchman. As you say, he travelled to Ireland yesterday to give his evidence. He's not just a prosecution witness, he's also an alleged victim in this case because Riad Bouchacker is accused of, and he has pleaded not guilty to, assault causing harm to this man, whom we can't actually name at this point because he was 17 when these criminal proceedings became live. That happened as soon as Riad Bouchacker was charged, so his anonymity is protected by law. He told the jury yesterday he was on his way to work. He was working in a city centre restaurant. He was going there early so he could get prepped. He said he heard a woman screaming. Across the road, he saw a man assaulting this woman while holding a knife. He said he went to intervene. And then he described the moment he grabbed the knife. He said another man, once he did that, another man struck the attacker with a motorcycle helmet. He said that happened at roughly the same moment as he pulled the knife away. He said he had to use force to prise it away. He threw it to the ground. He was asked what, if any, injuries he suffered as a result of his intervention, and he said that he suffered minor scratches to his hand and cheek. He was cross-examined. He agreed that he had previously described the accused as appearing mentally unstable after being struck repeatedly with the motorcycle helmet. And as I say, when he finished giving his evidence, the trial judge thanked him and commended him for his bravery and his modesty.
Graney reporting from the Central Criminal Court. And don't forget, if you are following proceedings and you want to get more details from the Central Criminal Court today, be sure to listen to Frank's podcast. It's called All Rise, the Riyad Boushakr Trial, and it's released every evening on the Go Loud app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.